My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV in Richmond. You can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 on your FM dial. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you as always by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Eric Bickle. Going to get back into the Commanders' first preseason game, Jaden Daniels' debut with John Keim, who covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Hey, John.
What up, guys? How are you?
Okay. What's going on?
We only saw one drive, but it was a pretty nice drive. Your first impressions of Jaden?
Hey, get that gold jacket, man. First of all, you always have to take into account, okay, the Jets aren't playing their defensive stars. I get it. The things that I like about him, though, are things that he's been showing, right? So, the first pass he threw, a little screen pass, a little bit over-anxious on it, et cetera. But the 42-yard pass was really, really nice. And I think it kind of encompassed a lot of what he offers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, changing the play at the line. I really like then how he doesn't get over anxious. He holds the safety. The safety mm-hmm. who's dropping into like a deep middle is turning the other way because of how Daniels is where he's looking, et cetera. So that it opens up the outside for De'Ami Brown. Then he drops in a dime. And I also think that, you know, a lot of what he offers is that big play ability. And there have been times not every quarterback, I think, throws that play, because it's not like Diami's just wide open or anything like that. You got to give your guy a chance. And I think he understands you have to give your guys a chance, and that's what he does. And so I think that's what he offers. And then obviously the touchdown, we know he can run. So I think that was good. But what I also like, too, is you don't – from all the quarterbacks, too, I think this bodes well, but they're – you don't see a lot of indecision out there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something you've seen throughout the summer as well. So, you know, you don't want to go overboard on one series, but I do think it was a good showing for him, and it's why. You know, you don't change that play if you're not confident and comfortable in what you're doing. And, you know, I don't want to make this the world's greatest audible, but it's one of the things that we have to go by. And I do think it highlights a part of, certainly some of what he offers.
Just want to get your prediction. Doesn't mean anything, but we were debating last week how many runs we think they're going to have designed for Jaden Daniels per game. My guess was four or more. What do you think?
I think it would. I don't know. I would probably say just around four. That would be about right. Because I don't know that you're going to want to have. I think you want to do it because clearly it helps regulate the defense. We've seen that here in the past. And, you know, I always go back to even when Robert was here and you do those zone reads, their feeling was, and you go back and watch them, is that it protected the quarterback more. Where the quarterbacks got hurt and where Robert would get hurt is on the scramble. So, I think you can do that. And I do think probably around there, I think that's a good number. But I don't know that you're going to want – I think the good thing for him is I don't think you have to rely on that with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I think that that's a – I think he – because he's a – I think he's a more – he's a good passer coming out of college that you can do different things with him. But it is – the other thing, too, and this goes back to Kingsbury, what you saw in that game, too, even within his – in Jaden's one series is I think there's an understanding – of what they're operating with and not putting him back there and having to, you know, go 1, 2, 3 through your progressions. And you know what I mean? Like you don't have your starting tackles in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, he did a good job, I think, of protecting him while also giving them freedom to make a play. And, you know, so, but I think part of protecting him will be running some of those zone reads because it just, it opens it up for others and, you mm-hmm. know, regulates the D.
I love the up-tempo, no-huddle stuff that they did.
Yeah.
I feel like half of it was no-huddle, which I love, which also shows that Jaden has a full grasp of the offense, right? He's not struggling to get guys in position and to execute that. I thought that was very exciting. What is your best expectation for the next game? I want to talk about more guys on this one, but for Jaden, do you think he'd play as much as a half in the next game, or is that too much?
I don't know. I think it's going to depend on what's the O-line situation like.
Right.
Uh-huh. So, you know, I think there's, you know, then what, how much does he do? I would expect him going into the preseason, I would have expected him to play like one or two series in the first one and then maybe, you know, a good quarter or so more in the second one. But I don't know that that's still going to be the case. I think I'd say let's see how it goes through that game or through the joint practice, you know, for sure. But I think that's a good point too that you bring up with the no huddle, the hurry up. They've done that a lot in practice, and you know when you're doing that, you're not necessarily dipping into every play in your playbook, but you do have to have a good level of comfort with the playbook. And I think that's the other thing. I'm glad you brought that up because that's another thing that he certainly has as well. But let's see what happens through the joint practice, how much that he works there, what the O-line situation is like, et cetera.
What are you hearing on the injuries to the starters on the O-line?
So with Brandon Coleman and Dan Quinn said after the game, just with the pec/shoulder, he called them day-to-day, then week-to-week. So I think it's just going to be a wait and see. That's with Andrew Wiley, he's got that tightness, not sure exactly where.
Yeah.
But he's got the tightness, and I talked to him, I don't know, what's today, Monday? Probably last Sunday, I think it was. And at that time, he felt like he would be back out by the end of last week, essentially, right? So I would think that he's very soon. He's been dressing and he's out there in pads. He just hasn't been doing full teamwork. So I would think so. And Lucas, he missed for a personal reason, so I would think he'd be back pretty soon.
John, let's talk about some of the others, especially the skill position guys on offense. I thought Sinnott obviously flashed. Yeah. I mean, a guy looked like friggin' Gronkowski at one point. I was so excited to see that. I thought Brian Robinson, who I like him, he's fine, whatever, but I thought he looked good, which is kind of exciting. Mm-hmm. And then
McCaffrey.
Diami. I mean, to be honest with you, Diami needs a performance like that, and I thought he made a couple plays, which was good for him.
Diami has one thing that coaches love, which is speed. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and you have a coach that wants to get the ball down the field and a quarterback who can get the ball down the field. That's going to give guys like Diami Brown a shot. And he's been working when you're watching that, like, primarily, the first three receivers have been, obviously, Terry, then Dotson, and Diami when they're working in groups and stuff.
Zacchaeus also looked good. Right.
Zacchaeus also looks good. He's you know, he's a slot guy, and I think he's got some quickness. You know, he had a couple nice punt returns, and one thing on the punt returns, like, you'd like to see him catch the ball a little bit smoother, but he can do something with it after he gets it. And so I think that, but yeah, and that's what we've seen throughout camp as well. So, like, to be honest, like, those four have been, you know, guys. I think, you know, Tremaine has made plays in camp, and he had a nice grab over the middle the other night. McCaffrey's still kind of coming along. I think there's some things that he can do. I think he can play physical. I think he's still adjusting to, you know, you're not seeing like a lot of these big plays from him yet. And so, but I think, you know, he's only been playing receiver for 2 years. And it's the first time, you know what I mean? So there's still an adjustment period for him where you're doing it at the college level and getting used to that. Now you got to do it at this level. So that, you know, and there are definitely things you can see, get some stuff quick underneath. But so I think, you know, we'll see how he comes along. But Sinnott, that's what he offers. What we saw the other night is exactly what he's shown in college. And then he also offers the versatility of being able to block and do things from multiple spots. And you know, that's one of the things they like about him. But the run after the catch is the, what we saw the other night was what he showed in college, that ability. I mean, that one, it was, I think a guy hits him at the 46, drags him for a few yards, another guy jumps in, a couple other guys jump in, and he still gets down to the 21. Like, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, how a stadium reacts to those kind of runs. Like, you have guys, you want to, the other thing is, like, if you want to be a physical team, you get guys like that who are physical. And I think that's what, you know, Sandra still, you know, smaller guy, but he plays bigger than he is, right? So, you know, Frankie Louvu, I mean, guys like that, you want to play it a certain way, you get guys like that.
Talking to John Keim, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. All right. Anything jump out at you on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, I just brought up two of them, Louvu and, I mean, but like Louvu in practice, again, you see the speed and you see the physical and you saw how he attacks guys. And I think he's going to be a fun one to watch. And Sam was still, again, like they didn't, you're trying to kind of dive into a couple plays to see, but what he showed, there was one play where, I mean, it's just like, I like his ability to get to the ball and, you know, how, and he gets there and he plays, again, he plays to me bigger than he is. So that was good. But, you know, the tackles aren't in there. I think Jamin Davis played the run really well and played with a lot of power, the quickness with his hands and the pads. I think he kind of stunned the tackle the first time he played against them. Still developing as a pass rusher. But, you know, again, I go back to like with Diami, with coaches are always reluctant to get rid of or to give up on, I should say, size and speed. And Davis has that. So I think they're going to be very patient with how he comes along there if he shows moments like that. So, you know, I think you have to wonder, like, where's the corner situation going to go? Is, you know, Emmanuel Forbes going to have to play? I think he's going to have to play better for them, you know? So I think that's something that you have to pay attention to over the next few preseason games.
Do you think we're going to see some of those defensive starters more, in the Miami game?
Probably, I would think so.
Yeah.
But again, I think it goes back to how much they work in the joint practice to see how much they play. And I don't, you know, it's funny because with Dan Quinn, we haven't, because you haven't covered them for a preseason, you don't always know what's their philosophy with playing certain guys. And I know going into the last game, it was like if guys worked a lot during the joint practice on Thursday, they weren't going to play much on Saturday. So if that holds true, then we'll see. But I would think that some of those guys are going to play more, especially the young guys. Like, you're going to want to get those guys some more reps, I would think. So, and then also, like, if you're, to be honest, like, again, I brought up Forbes, the guys like that, like, if you want to, depending on what you want to see from them and how much more you need to see from them, then that could take into account as well. But I don't know how much they will play yet.
Yeah.
Who are some of the guys that have been around for a few years that really got to watch their back? I think we've talked about him with you a couple times. Fedarian Matthews got to be one of those guys, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And he had a couple nice plays the other night. And then, you know, other times where it's like, all right, you obviously have to do better here. But he had a couple nice, I think he had one stop. I can't remember if it was for no gain or something like that in the hole. A nice play getting off a double team. So, but yes, I think he's a guy that you have to say, like, these guys don't care where you were drafted in before this year. It's irrelevant to them. So if you haven't shown a whole lot, then yes, I think you're a guy who needs to show a whole lot. And I think I would put Mathis in that category for sure.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to the offense, Kingsbury obviously has a really good reputation. In college, he threw the ball all the time, but once he got to the NFL, he started to run the ball. He was more balanced. Bienemy was a disaster last year, and he also didn't have great talent. But how much of a plus is Kingsbury, just based on what you're seeing in practice, what you saw on Saturday, who you know, guys that you're talking to, the players you're talking to, how much of a plus is he going to be, in your opinion?
I think a big plus. Now, the part of the thing last year, too, is they gave Bienemy too much freedom to do whatever he was going to do, right? And so there wasn't – well, I think here there is much more of a vision of how – not just what Kingsbury wants to do, but what does Dan Quinn want to see from his offense and the style, right? I don't think you're going to see, you know, them dropping back 70% of the time and – without Quinn getting over there and saying, we're not doing this, right? Mm-hmm. And not that, you know what I mean? I just think just because it's like, that's not who you want to be. So I think, but I think you don't bring him on here unless you have that shared vision. So I think it will be, like I said the other night, I felt like there are a couple things. One, you don't see the indecision by the quarterbacks. I mean, despite, you know, even on my podcast, I'm talking about the O-line, but you didn't see them under siege too much, right? It wasn't like there were plays that were, you know, where the line didn't do a good job, but the ball's getting out. And so it lessens the mistakes. It helps others look better. And that comes from quarterbacks being comfortable with what they're being asked to do. So, you know, I think, it's been a good change. I want to see how it plays out, but it's so far it's been a good change for sure. I mean, guys certainly seem happy, but I think when you talk to guys too, like, they're happy for multiple reasons. I mean, so a lot of that optimism it comes from number five.
Right.
I mean, that's where, you know, and I think what I do think with Kingsbury is he knows how to work with young quarterbacks. And again, I felt like he did a good job with how he called the game the other night to put them in a spot where you're not being asked to, you know, go 1, 2, 3, 4 with your reads. Not that they can't do it, but that if you're not sure how things are going to hold up, and I'm not saying this is why he did it, but I just think, that's what you see.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
They are putting them in favorable spots. right? And so I think that goes back to the offensive coordinator. So that's a good thing. But I do think, like I said, when you the biggest reason I think they have for optimism is because of what they see from number five, not just on the practice field, but away from it.
Always good to hear from you, John. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
See you, JK.
Thank you, John.
John Keim covers the Commanders for ESPN.com.
Everyone's
we'll get
very
back
positive.
Into the Commanders a little bit later in the show, but there was a lot of speculation about your trip to Pebble Beach, Jason. Got a lot of junky sleuths out there who were trying to see if you landed on time, if you left on time. We'll get into Jace's trip to Pebble Beach and Napa next here on The Junkie.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.